coming up on episode number 374, celebrating the birthday of an artist who has always managed to keep his music fresh yet still stay consistent. It's the Tom Petty cover story. And you'll hear covers of Tom Petty tracks as well as a cover by the man himself. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is October 18th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you a cover story. This is where I take a band or a performer and I play several covers of some of their popular hits or some of their lesser known hits, as well as maybe even a cover by that band or that performer, him or herself. Tonight, no exception, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, performer and singer-songwriter who's been able to stay consistent throughout his career, yet still keep his music fresh with every release, whether it's Damn the Torpedoes back in 1979 or Full Moon Fever, which was such a fantastic album. And of course, his involvement with the Traveling Wilburys and his involvement with Jeff Lynne, who's kind of reinterpreted or reimagined Tom Petty's music. And you can definitely hear that Jeff Lynne influence in some of his later albums. We're going to go ahead and start off with a song that really was the breakthrough single for them, or not the breakthrough single as much as their introduction to a lot of people. It's a song that I've talked about on Lyrics Undercover and went into the background of, but basically if you've heard the urban legend about this being about somebody specific, it's not. It's a song that he wrote just to kind of describe a fictional woman, a fictional girl. It is American Girl, and you're going to hear it sung in a very American country sort of way by Wendy Newcomer. Here's Tom Petty's American Girl.
Raised on got something we both know it. We don't talk too much about it. Ain't no real big secret all the same. Somehow we get around it. Oh, listen. It don't really matter to me, baby. You believe what you wanna believe. You see, you don't have to live like a refugee. No! Somewhere, somehow, somebody must have kicked you around some. Tell me why you wanna lay there and revel in your abandon. Honey, it don't make no difference to me. Somehow somebody must have kicked you around some. Who knows, maybe you were kidnapped, tied up, taken away, and held for ransom.
Yeah.
song that Tom Petty released on Into the Great Wide Open, his follow-up to Full Moon Fever. That's a track called King's Highway, performed there by Michael Carpenter. You'll find that on his collection, Songs of Other People, Volume 1, which you can find over at Not Lame, if you're looking for it. Of course, I'll have a link in the show notes to where you can pick that up. That came out in 2001. Before that, Melissa Etheridge with a song that I think she only released on her greatest hits, The Road Less Traveled CD from 2005, although it sounds like one of her older tracks. That is Refugee from that Damn the Torpedoes Tom Petty album. And then we start off everything with American Girl. Such a great song. I think easily my favorite Tom Petty song. No small feat or no small connection there to the Fast Times at Ridgemont High movie, where that was the original place I heard of Tom Petty was from the music there. That one was performed by Wendy Newcomer, and the name of her album comes right from that song. It's Raised on Promises, and it came out in 2005. Well, you knew I wouldn't be able to get away with doing a Tom Petty cover story without doing a Johnny Cash song, and since I've already played I Won't Back Down, and it is a favorite of Coverville listeners, I'm going to play something a little bit different. This one comes from his Unchained album from 1996. And, hey, what do you know? Features Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on backing support, backing instrumentation, vocals, etc. Let's get right into it. It's Southern Accents by Johnny Cash.
There's a southern accent where I come from. The young'uns call it country, the Yankees call it dumb. I got my own way of talking, but everything is done with a southern accent where I come from. Now that drunk tank in Atlanta was just a motel room to me. I think I might go work Orlando if them orange groves don't freeze. I've got my own way of working, but everything is run with a southern accent where I come from. For just a minute there just a minute, it was all so real. For just a minute, she was standing there with me. There's a dream that I keep having, where my mama comes to me and she kneels down over by the window and says a prayer for me. I got my own way of praying and the southern accent where I come. We have our own way of living, and everything is done with a southern accent. Where
the tracks underneath the train. I changed the name of this town. I changed the name of this town. I changed the name of this town.
Yeah! loves Jesus and America too. She's a good girl, crazy about Elvis, loves horses and a boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. And I'm free, free falling. And I'm free, free falling. Now all the vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows. All the good girls are home with broken hearts. And I'm free, free falling. And I'm free.
Lead vocalist of one of the great new romantic bands of the 80s, that is Tony Hadley, who was the voice and main performer of Spandau Ballet, or not main performer, but frontman for Spandau Ballet throughout the 80s into the early 90s with songs like True and Gold. That's his version of Free Fallin', a little more polished than I'd probably prefer, but still, I think, a very good rendition, and certainly notable for who the performer is. That you'll find on his 2007 self-titled album, Tony Hadley. And then before that, you heard the man himself, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, from the soundtrack to the movie She's the One from 1996. That is a track called Change the Locks, which was written by Lucinda Williams. Now, he recorded it first, so that makes this kind of an original bill, but Lucinda Williams later covered it 2 years later on her Cartwheels on a Gravel Road album. So sort of an original bill. I love those kind of recovery songs where the songwriter releases it for somebody else and then does a cover version themselves. And then we started off with Johnny Cash featuring Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers backing him up, doing Southern accents from his 1996 album Unchained. Well, if Tony Hadley from Spandau Ballet is an unusual frontman to be covering a song, how about Beat Farmers, specifically Country Dick Montana from the Beat Farmers? Now, compared to Johnny Cash, he's got that same kind of deep gravelly voice, maybe a little less gravelly than Johnny Cash, but certainly that deep booming voice. And he really puts it through on this cover of Listen to Her Heart, which comes from Country Dick's 1996 album Devil Lied to Me. This was one of the earlier songs by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Here's Listen to Her Heart by Country Dick, Country Dick Montana.
Dragging me down, gonna stand my background and I won't back down.
Well, I won't back down.
Break down.
avant-garde music pioneer Grace Jones, who is also an actress. Seen her in James Bond's From a View to a Kill. That is Breakdown from her Best of 20th Century Masters, one of those Millennium Collection Greatest Hits compilations. Kind of an unusual song for her to cover, you know, knowing that she's done things like Roxy Music and Libertango and things like that. Before that, Roy Tyler and New Directions, a gospel artist from his 2004 album Three Way Calling with his cover of Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down. Thanks to Wayne from the UK for turning me on to that one. And then we start off the set with the late, the great Country Dick Montana with an album called Devil Lied to Me, which came out just a couple months after he passed away. His version of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Listen to Her Heart. And you might know him better as the vocalist and drummer for the Beat Farmers. 9 songs. I think that's about time to close this one up. if you want to email me, call me, let me know what you think of this show, please do. Or if you have a request, hey, that's another good reason for correspondence. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line. That number is 206-222-COVER or 206-222-2683 if you happen to have one of those phones that doesn't have the little letters on them. You can also visit coverville.com, and there you'll find the weblog and the forums. In the forums, of course, you can discuss covers with everybody else who's a citizen of the great land of Coverville. Of course, you can also post a message on the weblog and let me know what you think of certain tracks in the show or just what you thought of the show overall. Big thanks to those of you who have been putting reviews over on iTunes for the show. I really appreciate it. If you haven't had a chance yet, please do so if you get a chance. Just at your convenience, go over to iTunes to the Coverville page and then just click the little button or the little link that says leave a review. It is already helping out. They've moved Coverville up to the front page of the music section, as well as it's made it to number 16 on the music podcast chart. So thank you very much for that. We will be back on Sunday night with the All Request Sunday show. Get Tina down here for some trivia and play the songs that you've requested. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.